Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
Happy Friday evening from the western side of Dodge County. We welcome you to Robert Smotherly Field in Crawford as the Rams get ready to put up their 1-1 record against the equally 1-1 Leighton Warriors. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jeremy Anderson. Jet Rasmussen back at our KBPY studios in Chadron. Each of these teams coming off of different kinds of weeks. Crawford had a jump on the road Saturday morning. They drove down to Paxton and took on Northern Valley, Kansas on Saturday morning, an 11 a.m. game down in Paxton. And it was their first win of the season. Crawford coming out on top 57-34 to get over that opening week loss to Garden County on the road. It is the home opener for the Crawford Rams here tonight under first-year head coach Tim Metz, who replaces the short-stinted, and the name slipped me, Trent Grizzle, who has traveled east, but Metz's been around this program a few years now as an assistant, steps into the head coaching role now in his first year, and he has some firepower behind him as the senior quarterback, Rhett Flack, again leading the squad. To go along with familiar faces like Cody Holmgren, Paige Morave on that senior side, as well as Colton Mader. They have some familiarity here in a team that feels good after coming off of their first win of the season again last Saturday. Leighton, they open up the season with a win over a Colorado team, and then last week traveled further west down Highway 20 to Sioux County and were humbled by the Warriors 46-31. Oddly enough, both of these teams after tonight have a bye week, so you can put a little more mustard on the hot dog tonight in an effort here under the lights. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take a break. More coming up here on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford. The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
It is a beautiful night in Crawford as we get set for kickoff, 20 minutes away from our opening kickoff between the Crawford Rams and the Leighton Warriors. Jeremy Anderson with you on this Friday night. Chet Rasmussen snacking back at our KBPY studios. Weather is going to be absolutely beautiful tonight here from Crawford. Temperatures by the time we hit overnight will be into the 50s. So it will be absolutely beautiful sleeping weather overnight. Right now, though, 76 degrees under clear skies. Not a single cloud. Maybe some far off to our northeast, but a little bit of haze in the air from wildfires in the region and nationally. And even internationally. Temperatures, though, by the time we get towards kickoff, right around 70 degrees here in the next 20 minutes as the sun sets on our Friday. Then we're going to hang out in the mid-60s throughout most of this one. And I think we have a pretty good evening for football here in Crawford. Let's take a look at our keys to the game in this one. Our keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And Rhett Flack, a quarterback that can put it in the air, but how is Crawford going to control tempo against a Leighton team that's getting its initial welcome into six-man football? This is their first year competing at the six-man level after being a eight-man two school or D2 school over the last few years. This is their introduction to six-man football. What can you do as a program that is familiar with six-man football and use that against the Leighton team that's still trying to get their bearings here? That's what I say. And defensively, it appears at least that Leighton's going to have a little bit of a size advantage on the edges. Does Leighton try to use that size advantage, beat you off the corners, and try to get around the edge a little bit? We'll see what happens. Our coin toss happening at midfield right now. We'll tell you what happens with that in just a moment. But those are my keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock. Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups in this one for the Leighton Warriors first. We have the black pants with maroon and gold stripes on the side, white jerseys with maroon numerals, and the Warrior helmets that are maroon as well, coached by Cody Gamble, to go with Alec Watchorn, the 6-foot junior. Colton Van Ann, the 5'9 freshman. Jeremiah Hayek, the 5'10 junior. Caleb Miller, the 6'3 junior. Hunter Borges, the 5'9 sophomore. And Austin Butler, the 6-foot sophomore. Those are starters for Leighton Warriors. For the Crawford Rams, again, first-year head coach Tim Metz, as they don the orange jerseys, black pants, with the orange and white stripes, the black helmets with the orange ram horns down the side. Rhett Flack, the 5'8 senior. Taylor Holman, the 5'9 junior. Cody Holmgren, the 5'11 sophomore. Abby Munoz Salazar, the 6'1 junior. Fulton Mater, the 5'9 senior. And Peyton Mareva, the 5'10 senior. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Country Kitchen. From the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, this is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, a little over 15 minutes away from kickoff. We'll hear from head coach Tim Metz coming up on KBPY and Shadron.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back out to Osmotherly Field on this Friday night, getting ready for Crawford and Layton. Crawford won four straight against the Layton Warriors going back to 2014. There's about a six-year span in here where they did not meet again. Crawford dropped to six-man football, and Layton stayed eight-man. And so these two teams haven't met since 2017. That was a 55-0 win by Crawford back in 2017. Crawford hasn't lost to the Warriors, though, since 2013. So we'll see if the Rams can keep the streak alive, make it five in a row. By the way, going on our sister station, AM 610 KCSR, Chase Thompson's getting ready for Chadron and Mitchell. It's homecoming in Chadron tonight. You can hear that on our sister station, KCSR. Again, this is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. You're locked in to FM 107.7 KBPY and Chadron.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. We welcome you back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show this Friday as we get sent for Crawford and Layton. Joined now by the head coach of the Rams, Tim Metz, as his Rams 1-1 on this season as we enter week 3. You had to take a long road trip this past weekend, and I have to know, how long did it take to get down to Kansas?
Well, actually, you know, we were pretty lucky and decided to meet about halfway. We trucked down on a rare Saturday game. We made it to Paxton for a 11 o'clock kickoff, so we didn't have to travel all the way to Kansas, and, you know, they didn't have to travel all the way to us, and Paxton was such a great place, and that whole community there, you know, and the AD really set us up for a great 11 o'clock in the morning kickoff on Saturday, so we didn't have to make the whole, whatever it was, 6.5-hour trip all the way down to their place, but we were pretty lucky there.
And obviously it was the right medicine for you. You had a week one loss against Garden County, obviously able to come back against Northern Valley and kind of right the ship a little bit here ahead of Layton this Friday. And what went right, what went wrong here in the season's first win for you?
You know, honestly, I think what went right would probably be what went wrong in that week one loss. You know, marched down to Garden County that week one, and, you know, I thought we were actually pretty prepared. The kids were ready to go. They had bought into the system, and, you know, we kind of just, I would say, had that pregame jitters, and that lasted almost full two quarters, the first half of that football game. You know, going into that second half of Garden County, you know, we got those jitters out of the way, but we were playing behind the whole way. And, you know, nothing to take away from Garden County, absolutely, you know, well-coached and well-manned team. But I really felt that loss right there really led us into even a better path going into Northern Valley. You know, we hammered that game film, our own game film, and, you know, we saw our missed assignments. We saw those jitters. We saw, you know, what we were doing incorrectly, which it amounted to a whole bunch of little things that created a big problem. And, you know, I felt like by that Thursday, and we were lucky that that game, Northern Valley game, is Saturday, so we actually had an extra day in there to practice and prepare. So we watched our own game film. We got on the field. We made the corrections. We, you know, moved forward in that aspect. And, you know, marching in Northern Valley, watching their game film, we watch hours of Northern Valley's game film, and we schemed perfectly for their offense and their defense. And, you know, what we did that whole week, you know, really translated into that Northern Valley game. And, you know, the outcome was, you know, in our favor. And that's what I love seeing about them kids, is being able to take that loss, turn it into a win the next week. And, you know, that type of building into the next week was definitely what got us the win in Northern Valley. Those kids probably played the best I've ever seen them. You know, I've been part of the program, the high school program, for only 2 years, but been part of the Crawford football and junior high, you know, watching, you know, my son grow up. But that was some of the best football I've ever seen these boys play.
Obviously, they don't do you any favors. Another tough one with Layton, a team transitioning into six-man. They played a rival of yours last week in Sioux County, who got the win at home. But now you get a chance against these Layton Warriors. What kind of test do you expect out of them?
You know, just been watching their game film already. You know, they got a lot of athletes. And, you know, I know they're new to this game. And, you know, we're just doing the same type of preparation we did for Northern Valley, you know, just picking apart their offense and their defensive schemes, you know, seeing what holes we can exploit, and just moving forward on making sure we do our assignments on the field, whether it's on the offensive side or the defensive side of the ball. You know, I think our preparation, you know, it's only Wednesday right now, but, you know, we've already dug deep into our playbook and, you know, really scheming for them. And, you know, I think if we come into the Layton game with the same mindset, you know, I think we should have enough success to hopefully pull out the win.
Coach Tim Metz joining us here on the pregame show. Coach, we appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck against Layton.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Stick around. Coming up, starting lineups kickoff next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
We want to be back at Smotherly Field. Let's look at your starters quick one more time. It's Alec Watchorn, Colton Bannon, Jeremiah Hyatt, Caleb Miller, Hunter Borges, and Austin Butler for the Warriors. For the Rams, it's Rhett Black, Taylor Holman, Cody Holmgren, Abby Munoz, Salazar, Colton Mader, and Peyton Moreba for the Rams. Final break, kickoff next on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4480.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford.
Bank broadcast booth getting set for kickoff between Crawford and Layton here on KBPY online at shadrad.com. Thank everybody for tuning in with us on this Friday night. Whether you're listening on KBPY or on the World Wide Web at shadrad.com. Studio 308, that's Mr. Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thriving Financial Expert. Financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 308-430-0760. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trey Strothide, and State Farm is there for you. Our starting lineups, of course, were brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Crawford's going to receive the opening kickoff. Brett Flack back to receive. Layton will tee it up and boot it away. That's Austin Butler. He has it teed up at the 30-yard line. So we are set to go here from Crawford America. Beautiful night. Our kickoff right at 7 o'clock. I'm Jeremy Anderson. The toe meets leather. That one's squibbed. Far side of the field, and Layton is going to get to it or not. No, Crawford covers it. That was a little risky business on the far side by the return team. But Crawford will take over at 1st and 15 on their own 19, 18-yard line. No hash marks on the field here at Crawford. Oh, they put it at the 21, wrong side of the 20. 21-yard line is where the Rams offense will start. And right away, they give up the middle. Goes to Colton Mader. It'll be a gain of about 5 or 6 on the play.
In the go.
They give up the middle again. Be a short gain on the play. Brings up third down and about 8 to go. In the shotgun is Flack. Man in motion from right to left is Salazar. The turn, play action, roll to the right. Flack down the field, left it short. It's incomplete. It'll be a fourth down for Crawford. So fourth down here for the Rams.
Ram them.
So on fourth down, the snap back, and that one is booted away. It's blocked. That one loose on the ground. It's going to be covered at the 21-yard line. So first down after the blocked punt for Layton. Ball on the 21-yard line. So, again, a three and out followed by a block punt. Layton has it at the 21-yard line. And we have movement by Crawford up front. That's Padden Mareva. And that'll be a free 5 yards. It's now first down and 10 for Layton from the Crawford 15, as just outside the 15 as they get to the red zone. Bobbled snap picked up by Butler, and that'll bring up second down. About a gain of a half a yard on the play out of it, maybe a full yard. That'll bring up second down here for the Warriors. Second down. The back is Wanchorn in the formation. The turn, the toss, Wanchorn right side, tries to get the corner, cuts the field and gets inside the 10, down to the 8. Far side of the field is where he is at. They bring up third down and short here for Layton. Got to get to the 5, ball sitting on the 8-yard line. Layton going to spread it out now. Two receivers to the near side. A Launchhorn takes the snap. Toss goes left. Wants to reverse field. Throws it as a man wide open across the middle. Touchdown. Caleb Miller walks in from 8 yards out. The pass from Launchhorn to Miller. And Layton goes on top. 6-0. 2-point kick coming. .7:47 here, opening quarter. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is blocked. Coming through to block the kick is Cody Holmgren, and it is 6-0. Layton, we're back in 30 on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
After the blocked punt, Layton at the short field gets the 8-yard pass from Alec Launchhorn to Caleb Miller. 7:47 to go here, first quarter. Crawford will get another chance on the offensive side of it as Butler tees it up at the 30. Flack back at his 15-yard line. The boot squibbed again. Flack will come up and watch it go between his legs. It's loose on the ground. Has to dive on it at the 15, and that's where Crawford will start their second drive. That was Cyrus Walter, actually, who ran it down. Flack in the shotgun. Holman behind him. And Taylor Holman lined up behind him. Man in motion is Salazar. The turn, the toss goes to the far end of Holman. Holman looking for a corner, gets it across the 25 out to the 30, and he's going to be pushed out just shy at the 28 is actually where they'll mark him. It'll bring up his second down and two, but a nice little giddy up around the corner by Taylor Holman for 13 yards. Second down, same formation, heavy to the right. Flack takes the snap back to Holman. Out in the flat it goes. Pass completed to Holmgren. Holmgren trying to get out to midfield. He does right at the 40. More than enough for a first down. We have a Warrior slow to get up. That is Austin Butler. Butler, a little bit of a gimp. And that'll bring in Calvin Borgman from the sideline. So first down and 15. Ball right at midfield. Man in motion again. The snap. Turn the toss to Holman left side. Holman tucks it in. Tries to get up north and south and falls forward for about 3 yards. Ball goes down to the 37-yard line. Brings up second down. Second down, 12, ball on the Layton 37-yard line. Flack again with a man in motion from right to left. Toss comes to the near side to Holman. Holman takes a couple of blocks, gets to the corner. Inside the 30, slides out of bounds. That's the 29. Brings up third down and right about 4 yards here for the Rams offense. Ball on the near hash mark, moving left to right as we see it, north to south. Coleman brings the play in from the sideline. Again, third down here. Layton leads it 6-0. Blocked a punt, short field, 8 yards away. It was Alec Watchorn to Caleb Miller to give Layton the lead. The two-point kick was blocked. Toss back to Holman. Holman scrambling. Takes off left side. Has a lot of room inside the 25, 20, 15. Slides down there. A few people not happy with Taylor Holman sliding the last couple of plays. Couple of folks encouraging him to keep running the ball, but it was more than enough for a first down. It is now a first and, they have it marked just shy of the goal line, so essentially you get a fresh set of downs to turn the toss back. Holman rolls across the middle, just down to the reach of Holmgren, but a flag comes in, and this is going to be roughing the passer on Layton. So roughing the passer here will inch Crawford closer. 5:25 to go in this opening quarter. Our opening quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you and rooting for you, it's Nebraska Bank. So we'll mark it off half the distance. And now it's first and goal from about the 8-yard line. Gunner Lemon settles over the ball. He's the center. Toss back to Holman. Holman out in the flat. Has a man wide open. Walking into the end zone is Colton Mader. Holman to Mader, and we are tied at 6. Eight-yard pass. So it's 5:17 left in the first. Crawford is tied this up, looking to take the lead. Taylor Holman will try the two-point kick. The snap is bobbled. Now the Rams just kind of rolling into the end zone. It's too high, or it's tied at 6. Tied at 6 here as we mark the halfway point here. Want to let you know that Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, tis the season as we start looking for those fall feelings. Oh, yeah, you know the ones. The coffees, But right now you can try the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. A crisp, tart green apple, perfectly balanced, smooth, and decadent caramel to make for the perfect smoothie. They blend this classic green apple flavor with smoothie base, top it with whipped cream, caramel drizzle. You can add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. Chet Rasmussen says he's a fan of the pumpkin spice latte. I believe it. Back to receive for Layton, Jeremiah Hayek. Rhett Flack will boot it away here. Ball on the 30. Hayek stands back at his own 5-yard line. That one squibbed, and Layton going to be on top of it right away at the 35. Nicely done by Calvin Borkman right there to give Layton solid starting field position. Ball sitting on the Layton 35. Last time out, they put up 6. It was Alec Wanchorn finding Caleb Miller, but Taylor Holman found Colton Mader to tie this at 6. First down, 15. Layton moving right to left here on your FM radio. Down the turn, the toss goes into the hands of Wanchorn, trying to get the edge. He's bottled up and driven out of bounds by Cody Holmgren.
If you got a dollar bet on the full ground, please.
No gain on the play for Layton. Brings up second down and 15 as they spot the ball on the near hash mark.
By the bark, that's right.
Second down, 15. Butler under center. And he gets Crawford to jump again. That hard count, Holman was drawn across here on the near end. So they mark off the offsides, 3-5, and it's second down and 10. Butler under center, the turn, toss back. Watchhorn gets out of one tackle, looks for the edge, and then gets pummeled inside the 40. Down to the 37.5-yard line. Third down. Layton and Crawford territory on the 37.5-yard line. Butler under center. Three down linemen, two down linemen now for Crawford. The turn, the toss, little give on the end around for Van Ann. Van Ann breaks a tackle, gets more than enough for a first down, across the 30 to the 27. Little toss back, and then the give on the end around. Van Ann, a nice job.
Keeping our field green and beautiful. A lot of work is involved with that.
So first down, 15. Ball on the, they're going to mark about 26. Butler under center. Takes the snap to toss back to Watchhorn. Back to Butler. Trying to get rid of it. Launches it downfield. That one is almost intercepted. It is dropped on the far side. Cody Holmgren, by an eyelash, almost had it. Instead, it'll be second down and 15. Second down, 15. 3:16 on the clock. We're tied at 6 here between Crawford and Layton. Both teams have had their two-point kick attempts blocked. Butler in the shotgun. Straight drop. Looks left. Lets it air out. That one is incomplete. That'll bring up third and 15.
Just go home. Have a good day. So I did.
So third down here for Layton after the incompletion. Ball on the far hash mark. Butler under center. The turn, the toss, Watchhorn. Drop, looks out in the flat. Now he's going to take off with it. Now a little dump pass, has a man open. A nice catch by Borges, trying to get to the end zone. He will. It's a touchdown for Layton. Borges in a foot race. And Layton reclaims the lead at 12-6. So Watchhorn finds Borges. Twenty-one yards on the pass. And that'll make it 12-6. Here's the two-point kick attempt. That one is up. That one is through. With 2:58 left here to go in this opening quarter. 14-6 your score. 2:58 here to go again. We'll try to keep you updated on some other scores around the area. Hay Springs on the road tonight for a big one. They're at Potter Dix. Shadron right now at home against Mitchell, scoreless through the first quarter. Elsewhere, Stewart and six-man got a win over Silver Lake, 39-8. Cody Kilgore all over Santee, 78-31. And 6 minutes left in the first quarter, Hay Springs on top of Potter Dix, 21-6. Again, that's a little six-man action for you. Hay Springs looking to come off of a bye week and go to 2-0. Layton leads it 14-0. Lined up to boot it away is Butler, standing on his 30. That one squibbed away, and that will be covered up by the return team for Crawford at the 22-yard line. First down, 15, Crawford. Ball on their own 22-yard line, moving left to right, under 3 minutes here to go, opening quarter. Well, college football action going on tonight, too. UNLV in Kansas, 17-16, Kansas up in that one, and late first half in Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State leading Arizona 14-7. Holman wants to fire downfield, looking for Flack. That one's almost picked. Watchhorn almost got his fingertips on it. The incompletion brings up second down and 15. Had Rhett Flack down the towards the sideline, just led him a little too far, needed to lead him down, not over.
It's available at home games throughout the year, Bucky. Six for $5. Bernie's game, a ticket run for 10 minutes, 50-50.
Second down, 15. Turn the toss. Holman steps up, fires across the middle. That one, a solid throw, just too high. So it brings up third down now. And Crawford way behind the sticks here. Going to get 15 to the Rams. And now we have headlights on the far side. So now we resume play. The snap, Holman out of the flats, incomplete. And fourth and long here for the Rams. So fourth down, 15. You assume that the Rams will punt here, maybe. Fourth down. High snap. It's bobbled. It's loose on the ground. Crawford running after it, and it won't matter. Layton's going to bury it deep and have it first and goal at the four-yard line. Bobbled snap went backwards inside the five. Crawford trying to run it down, and Layton is there, and they will be set up first and goal from the Crawford four-yard line. Oh, my goodness. .235 on the clock and a timeout by Crawford. The Post 12 American Legion in Chadron, including the Sons of the American Legion and Legion Auxiliary, are proud supporters of all of our area athletes, as is Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, it really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing. And T Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T Salon online or call 430-3686. Stop in, make sure you check out the latest in fashions. Our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you, rooting for you. Our timeouts brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Don't forget, coming up later in this one, we'll give you our service barbershop player of the game. Right now, 14-6 late, and after mishaps on special teams. The Warriors have it first and goal at the Crawford 4. Watchhorn the lone back. The turn, the end around goes to Van Ann. Van Ann walks into the end zone. Van Ann on the 4-yard run. And Layton goes up 20-6. That comes with 2:30 left here in the first. Snap, the hold, the kick is up. The kick is good. And it is 22-6. Now a 16-point lead for Layton. Trying to see what other scores we could find you here.
Right now it's at about 46 bucks. So
again, Chadron at home. It's homecoming night for the Cardinals. They take on Mitchell tonight.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
No updates there. Six your score here late, and a couple of Washburn touchdown passes, and Colt Van Ann, the freshman, just found Pater from 4 yards out. On the other side, Taylor Holman found Colton Mater on a pitch and catch. Butler will boot it away. And they have squibbed this puppy every time. Squibbed again towards the sideline, and that one's going to roll out of bounds. So now Crawford will end up with some good starting field position here. As the officials go to talk this out with Crawford, they're going to decline the penalty, take the ball right where it went out of bounds at the 30. So it'll be first and 15, Crawford from the 30. Three receivers left, one to the right. Holman all by his lonesome. Man in motion is Salazar. They'll give to him. Trying to get the end around. He slips one tackle. Flag comes in. And Salazar picks up about 3 on first down. We're going to get a hold on Crawford. So we'll mark it off from the spot of the penalty and redo first down. So they mark the penalty off, and it takes it clear back to the 21-ish yard line. The turn, play action, looking across the middle. That one's picked off, intercepted by Wanchorn, and he will get dropped down inside the 30. Holman again fired a bullet, but that one right to Wanchorn. And it's first down 15, Layton. Warriors already have the 22-6 lead here in the first quarter. Butler under center formation, heavy to the right. Wanchorn the lone back. The turn, they're going to go to Van Ann again, right up the middle. Van Ann spins out of tackles. He's gone. Touchdown late, and Van Ann again, this time from 37 yards out. the freshman with back-to-back touchdown runs. Still 2:05 to go here in the opening quarter. Chance to make it 30-6. High snap, broken play. Thrown up and incomplete. And with the incompletion, it'll stay 28-6. Layton with 2:05 to go in this first quarter. Again, when we get a Shadron score, we'll pass it along to you. Shadron up 16-0 on Mitchell in the second quarter. Cardinals trying to get to 3-0 on the season. Butler to boot it away here for Layton. Walter back to receive here. Another squib kick right in the middle, and that one is taken by Crawford at the 32-yard line. So first 15 for the Rams, who have had their issues. A block punt that Layton turned into points, a bad snap on a punt that turned into points, and an interception that turned into points. Give right up the middle, goes to Holman. Holman finds the edge, 35, and slides down out of bounds. Right at the first down marker. So first and 15, Crawford. They've had better luck on the ground tonight. See if they stay with it. I formation, turn, give up the middle. Big bruiser up the middle is Lucas Allen. No. It's on the seven. That's Colton Mader.
5-4. That's a bad infraction.
So second down here after the run by Mader. Flack in the shotgun, man in motion again. The turn, the toss to the near side. Trying to stretch it out and right out of bounds. And a late flag comes in. It looks like in the area of maybe a face mask. Late flag, we'll see what it is. So a face mask on Layton, and we'll mark it off down to the 12-yard line. So Crawford back in business here. Chance to cut this deficit in half. 53 seconds left here. Opening quarter, they trailed 28-6. Give up the middle. Mader fighting for yards. He's going to be stopped at about the 6-7 yard line. Again, no hash marks here at Crawford, so we're all just taking educated guesses. Again, under center, home and play action, rolling as a man. It is intercepted in the end zone. Watchhorn, another interception. Oh, my goodness. Crawford rolling right down the field with the rush game. Gets down to the 7, the rollout looking to pass, and Watchhorn's right there to intercept it. Chanel Layton will have it. 27 seconds left, your opening quarter. Must add a penalty because Crawford still has the ball. No, there we go. Okay, it looked a little funky for a minute. So first down, and now we have a penalty. Receiver for Layton got a little antsy. That was Watchhorn. He was about as confused as I was for a minute. Crawford was lining up over the ball, and then here came Layton. Again, Crawford has won four in a row, going back to 2014 against Layton. Right now in a deficit, though, just turn it over. Clock runs. Out to the flat it goes. Watchhorn breaks the tackle. Ball pops out, goes out of bounds. And the clock will continue to run. We'll see. No, we're going to stop it here. One official kept it going. One waved it dead.
Don't forget, everybody.
Receiver near side, receiver far side. It's only the end of the first, so it's not like Layton's got to be in a hurry here. Straight drop for Butler. Butler almost slipped. Uncorks one as a man. It is caught. Oh, my goodness. What an incredible effort. He bobbled it, fell towards the ground, and pulled it back in. Clear down inside the 30. And now we'll let the clock run out, and that'll take us to the end of the quarter. After one, Layton leads it 28-6. We're back in a minute on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
We welcome you back out here as we get ready to start our second quarter, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger in Chadron. Layton has it first and 15 at the Crawford 29-yard line after a big pitch and catch. Butler under center, Watchhorn. We're going to do a double reverse here into the hands of Hayek. Hayek around the edge. Hayek into the end zone. Touchdown. 29 yards out. Jeremiah Hayek gets the touchdown. So the 29-yard run by Hayek, and that is four straight touchdowns.
Good one.
For Layton. Trying to make it 36-6. Bobbled snap again. Trying to toss it up. It's caught. Move into the end zone. The one-point conversion is good. And that'll make it 35-6. Layton. Goodness gracious. Crawford has had its opportunities here and has had turnovers and special teams blunders so far tonight. Crawford will get another chance, though, here. Again, our second quarter brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. Jumping on with us this season. 9:52 to go. Layton led 28-6 after a quarter. And now they go on top 35-6. Caleb Miller will now kick it away. Cyrus Walter standing waiting back at his own 20-yard line. So now I wonder if Layton's going to try to boot this a little deeper this time. Miller, the new kicker. And he does. It squibs straight sideways, though, out of bounds. Coming up tomorrow, Husker football. They take on the Northern Iowa Panthers at 5:30 Mountain Time. Our coverage on AM 610 KCSR will get started at 4:45. We'll have Sunday night football here on KVPY Sunday night. I don't even know who it is. Jet, can you tell me who's playing Sunday night football this week? We'll have it on KVPY, 5:30 pregame. But I don't pay enough attention to the NFL to tell you who's playing Sunday night. The only thing I know at this point is that Tua Tagovailoa should retire. We'll reboot it away from Miller here. Walter standing, waiting. That one away. That one will not be returned. It will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. Sunday night football this week, Bears and Texans. I think Jet Rasmussen's been a Bears fan since 85. I think that's when they were good last. So the boot, the kick, the touchback, the ball comes out to the 15 for this Crawford offense. He's had success running the ball. First and 15, man in motion is Salazar. The turn, the toss right side, room to run. Holman trying to slip to the outside. He is captured quickly. And Leighton Warrior came out with the ball, but I think Holman came straight down on the ball, and those will get you every time. They're trying to get Holman up here, and our trainer coming out to attend to Holman. So that will bring in Paden Moreva. And they're holding that left arm. Second down, 15. Clock runs. Now they give up the middle. Goes for about a yard and a half here. Brings up third down and a long 13. Well, Holman coming back in. So whatever it was, he shook off. Moreva comes back to the sideline. Man in motion, the snap, the toss back, Holman rolling right, has room, now he's going to take off and run with it, tries to take on a defender and gets rid out of bounds. He's going to get more than enough for the first down, though, out across the 30 and some cheers. Holman had been sliding and finally took a defender head on, and applause from the sidelines over here. .8:45 and running first half. Second quarter brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. Right up the middle it goes. Mater bull rushing his way through. Brings up second down. Morava coming to get the play from the sideline. On second down. Now we're trying to get everybody lined up, and we have a flag. And we have a false start on the offense, so we'll move it back five. It'll bring up second down and 14 now. Ball's going to go to the 35-yard line of Crawford. 34-6, your score.
Second and 14, here we go.
Flank in the shotgun, the turn, the toss to Holman. Holman rolls right, dumps it out in the flat. Caught by Holmgren, and Holmgren eludes a tackle. Breaks out of two, has some room down the far sideline before being tackled inside the 25 at the 24-yard line.
25 yards.
So nice little pickup. First and 15, the turn, the give right up the middle. Mader gets a few on first down.
Few yards there, looks like five. We're getting closer.
So second down and 11 here for the Rams, but they are marching, trying to put up a touchdown. Red flag. Takes the snap, tosses left side, looking for some room. Runs right into the defense, then makes a little cut. Gets upfield inside the 20, down to the 18. Brings up third down and about eight. Third down and eight here, ball on the near hash mark. Crawford moving right to left. The turn, the toss, roll out of the flat. That one is incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down here for Crawford. Clock stopped at 6:03. See what the Rams do here on fourth down. 6 minutes left to go, opening half of football. We'll have our Shattered Insurance halftime show coming up. Salazar lines up on the near side. Flack motions him. The snap, the turn, the toss. Holman's going to take off and run for it. Holman makes a cut, and he will get the first down. Holman beat everybody to the edge. That'll be first down and goal for the Rams. First and goal, ball at the 8, far hash mark. Give right up the middle, Mader. And Layton's trying to say fumble. And officials are saying no, he was down. So second and goal from the just outside the 5-yard line here for Crawford. Morava lines up far side right. Flack in the shotgun. Man in motion. The turn. Counter. Give up the middle to Holman. Holman sheds a tackle and backs his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Holman, the 5-yard run. And Crawford gets on the board after a lengthy drought. Comes with 5:09 here. In the second, Now the kick attempt to try to make it a 20-point to three-touchdown deficit. The snap, the hold is bobbled. Loose on, and now Crawford kicks it, and Holman, you can't advance a an extra point try, but there's going to be a penalty for illegal kicking of the ball.
Good scramble, guys.
Taking a brief pause here. Well, it ain't going to affect anything. We'll take a break, come back, kickoff next on KBPY and Shadrach.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Back out here to Crawford. Rams get on the board here in the second quarter. They've cut it down to three-score game. It's 34-12, 5:09 before half. Brett Flack will boot it away. Standing back to return is Jeremiah Hayek. That one is booted away. Short squib picked up. Watchhorn's going to gather it, gets folded up right at the 32-yard line of Layton. So the Warriors will have it back on offense. 5:06 to go here, first half. First and 15. Butler in the shotgun. Watchhorn behind him. The turn, the toss, Watchhorn looking for the left side. Gets a block, cuts back in, takes on a couple of more defenders, and gets dropped out across the 35 at the 36.
He only got 5 yards, 4 yards. Gotcha. Sorry.
So after the 36. And now we have a timeout called by Layton. Timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Chadrat.com.
Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today, 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first.
Back out here to Crawford. Halfway through this second quarter. 34-12, your score. So on second down, Layton out of the timeout. The snap, the toss. Watchhorn looking for somewhere to go. Eludes one tackler. Now wants to cut against the grain and then is dropped. You could see the lane on the far side, but a nice job there by Cody Holmgren. Got tripped him up at the 37. So third down here for Layton after they tried to pass.
Third down.
Butler under center. The turn, fumbled snap, ball loose on the ground. Crawford's got it. Crawford needed something desperately to happen, and they get the turnover. Can they ride this to a little momentum as we head towards the back half of the quarter?
Take over the
30, 40 yard line. First down, 15 for Crawford. The counter, give to Mader. Mader up the middle, takes on a couple of hits and gets down to the 30. So second down. 3.5 to go. Rams trying to build a little momentum. Second down. The turn, the toss. Holman rolls left, fires it across the middle through Flack's hands, through the defender's hands of Hayek. Brings up third down.
Back in the game.
Man in motion from right to left. The turn, the toss. Holman looking for blockers and just walks out of bounds. And goes out at the 27. Now a fourth down. Ball in the near hash mark, just north of 3 minutes left here in the opening half. Man in motion again. The snap, the toss. Holman rolls across the middle. Caught! And it's fumbled! Ball loose on the ground, and who has it? Layton does. It was fumbled after the catch by Cody Holmgren. And Layton has it with 2:56 to go in the first half.
Layton takes control of the ball.
Again, coming up our Shattered Insurance halftime show. Second quarter brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau, Agent Brian Liniger. First down, 15, ball on the late and 5 yard line after the forced fumble. The turn, the give up the middle, going nowhere, a loss on the play.
Down by Taylor Holman and Cody Holman. 2:40
on the clock, second down. 16, about a loss of a half a yard. Butler in the shotgun. The snap, straight drop, looks far side now across the middle. That one's picked up and dropped. Hayden Moreva had the interception and dropped it. That'll bring up third down.
On the way down.
It's now third down and 16.
Third down about 15 yards.
So third down, 16. Ball sitting just inside the late and five. They're trying to get out of the shadow of their own end zone. Layton, the turn, end around. Van Annis tripped. And it's going to get out to the 9 yard line again at five. Brings up fourth down. And if you're Layton, do you punt this away here? Timeout. Called by Crawford. It'll be fourth down. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on KBPY.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Jeremy Anderson, Jet Rasmussen with you back at our KBPY studios, trying to see what's going on in the world of football. Looks like just pure chaos. UNLV trying to knock off Kansas. Kansas came in ranked in the preseason, lost to Illinois last week. UNLV trying to surprise some people. And college football. There's nothing better than college football. Checking some scores here. Last check, Chadron is up big on Mitchell. Checking on Hay Springs and Paxton, or Potter Diggs, as Layton punts that away. That one's muffed, and it rolls out of bounds at the 11-yard line. A punt of 2 yards on the play. A punt of 2 yards, and Crawford will have it first and goal at the 11.
Crawford takes over the ball at the 9-yard line.
Score update, not sure if this is right. Maybe Jet can confirm this for me, too. Second quarter, Hay Springs up 59-12. Jet, do you have a number you could text? Confirm that score. Crawford, first and goal after the bad punt. Toss to the end zone, dropped. Had Holmgren.
Ball intended for,
and it's dropped in the end zone. It'll bring up second down and goal.
Second down goal for the Rams.
Holman under center. I formation behind him, and we're going to have a penalty now on Layton. Being offsides on the Warriors.
And Layton. Warriors. That's 5 yard penalty. Still, second and goal from the 6 yard line. Cole Mader takes the ball.
Dive up the middle. Mader gets down inside the 5 to about the 1 yard line. Clock four at a minute 40. Now a timeout again by the Rams. Rams don't want to foil this opportunity away. Timeouts brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. And coming up on halftime here in a minute and a half, we'll talk about the first half of this one. Next week, we're going north of the border to Hot Springs. The Bison next week, the defending 11B state champions, take on the Tatanka of Lakota Tech. So we will have that game 6 o'clock next Friday here on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Looks like
we got
about 1 yard, yard and a half.
So third and goal from the 1.
Third and goal for the
Crawford draft. Yeah, Colton Mader dot in the eye, the turn, the give, right up the middle, and he is in. Touchdown, Morava gets the 1 yard score, Mader. And it's 34-18. That comes with a minute 26 left in the second quarter.
18-34.
So Mader falls in for the 1 yard run. And Crawford has scored the last two touchdowns. Two in a row. 2-point kick snap. The hold the kick is up. The kick is good, and Crawford has it back down to a two-score game, 34-20. Rams trying to inch back into this one. So, again, most likely the Hayspring score correct. As they are currently up 59-12 midway through the
second quarter. End of the second quarter.
Crawford will boot it away here again. Things have changed. Crawford let Layton score four in a row. Crawford has scored back-to-back touchdowns of their own. Flag to boot it. Comes left with it. Watchhorn takes it, looking for a lane, and gets out to the 35 with a minute 20 left. And now we have some cramping going on. And so now, after Holmgren started cramping, our trainer over here, Bobby Grice, trying to give some suggestions to Cody Holmgren on the cramp. First and 15, minute 20, low snap. Pressure coming. Ball loose in the air. And that's going to be an incomplete pass. Pressure came from Holman right into the face of Butler. Butler just had to throw it away. Was hit as he threw. It's incomplete. It's second down and 15. What pressure off the edge here for Crawford. Now Holmgren comes to the sideline. Cyrus Walter onto the field. See what kind of pressure Crawford dials up here. Toss goes to the right. Pursuit. Watchhorn trying to get out of trouble. He can't do it. Crawford still got one timeout here. Clock will run. And now we'll adjust the clock to 58 seconds.
Okay, the clock has stopped. We've got to bring it down to 58 seconds.
Yeah. So now we're trying. Trying to set the clock here.
Okay, clocked up at 58 seconds. Lakeland's first down. Third down.
Sounds third down for Layton here after we got our clock issues solved. And the clock runs here on third down. The turn. Double reverse. Slipping out of a tackle is Hayek, and he is buried.
Tyler Walter in on the tackle. Made the initial hit.
So it's fourth down.
Okay, there we go. 30 seconds left on the clock. Fourth down.
So now the clock will run under 30. And Layton looks content to let things run here. Clock down at 10, down to 8, down to 7, down to 6, down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2, and with 1 second left, timeout.
Timeout, 1 second left. 2 seconds left.
So with 2 seconds left.
2 seconds left in the half, first half, ball game. Leighton leads 34 to the Sovereign Rams
20. So 2 seconds timeout left, or here for Leighton. Our timeouts again brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It.
We appreciate the Ram Booster Club. All the help they give.
Go defense!
We have a teammate's drawing here. After this next play.
So with 2 seconds left, Leighton's going to go for it. Fourth down, low snap, bobbled. Across the middle, it's incomplete, and that's the half. 34-20, your halftime score. Shattered Insurance Halftime Show coming up next here on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
Horizon West Dental, located at 705 First Street in Crawford, provides exceptional dentistry in a friendly and inviting atmosphere. Everybody hates having a sore tooth, but at Horizon West Dental, Dr. Ettmeiler and her staff take a judgment-free approach. She listens to all your personal needs and will give you a smile you've always dreamed of. They not only serve Nebraska, but neighbors near and far. She takes pride in providing you the highest quality care possible. Megan and the team can't wait to meet you and your ailments. Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you out to the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show, where it is 34-20. Layton scored first. It was Alec Wanchorn finding Caleb Miller. Crawford responded as Taylor Holman found a pass to Colton Mader, and then Layton scored the next four touchdowns leading into the start of the second quarter. But Crawford, a Holman run and a Mader run, got it back to within two touchdowns at 34-20. So we will see if we'll see if Crawford can piece some things together here. They found a little momentum, and we'll see. Little momentum at the end of the first half. Can they build on it? That's the biggest question. We'll see. We'll take a break, come back. More of your Shattered Insurance Halftime Show coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius Communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today, 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first.
Back out to Crawford again. 34-20 is our halftime score. So we welcome you into the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show. Insurance to fit your needs. Huskers tomorrow with Northern Iowa, coming off of their win over College of Dorado last week. The Buffaloes. We'll see if Nebraska can keep things rolling. Everybody says it's kind of the spot for a letdown game. I don't think so. I think you saw something different last week, and that was Nebraska's ability to close out a win. I know they didn't score any points in the second half last week, but you still saw Nebraska close out a win last week over Colorado 28-10. And so I think you see a very business-like performance, and I wouldn't be surprised by the second half or the second quarter if you see maybe a little Heinrich Harburg action in the quarterback spot. And, you know, Jet Rasmussen, I want your prediction. I don't think we gave official predictions today on the radio, but I'm going to say 47-3 Nebraska tomorrow. 47-3 Nebraska over Northern Iowa tomorrow. So, Jet, you text me your score prediction, and I'll 38-10 Nebraska. So, Jet's down for 38-10. I don't know if Chase, we made predictions, I think, on Wednesday night maybe, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. And Jet says another Ty Robinson blocked field goal. So We'll see if that comes, if there's any truth. Chase said 28-20. That's right. He's a party pooper on the down train. 28-24. Last check, trying to see what Shadron's doing right now against Mitchell. Halftime, 30-6. Shadron on top of Mitchell, and this was a win they needed to kind of just take care of business. 30-6, Cardinals. Hayes brings up big. Crawford clawing back into it, 34-20. That's where the Rams are at right now. Again, next Friday, we'll be at Hot Springs. The Bison against Lakota Tech on the air about 5:35 next Friday, 6 o'clock kickoff here on KBPY and Shadrad.com. Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thrivent Financial Expert, financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 430-0760. Jess at the Crawford Clipper Harrison Sun wants you to know that your hometown newspaper is supporting all Crawford athletes this year. We'll take another break. Come back. We get closer to second half action here on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Back out here, Oz Motherly Field, as we get set for second half action. Getting ready between Crawford and Layton as the Rams will try to clean up some of those mistakes they had in the first half. Again, a blocked punt. A bad snap on a punt, couple of interceptions, a fumble, and to think that they're only down by two touchdowns. You look at that, and if you're Crawford, you got to be thanking your lucky stars right now that you're only down by two touchdowns. So we'll see. We'll take our final timeout to hear from Chadron Insurance. Second half action coming your way next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Back out to Crawford as we get set for the second half of this one. Again, Crawford will try to razzle-dazzle a little bit, except they got the opening kickoff and then had their punt blocked, so Layton will get things here. So Crawford will kick it away when we get the final minute of this clock wound down here. Again, we've kind of checked in, see what other scores we can find that you folks might be interested in. Scott's Bluff leading Crete 48-0 at the half. Gearing up on Alliance 20-0 at half. Gearing about ready to go 3-0. Shadron up on Mitchell at the half, 30-6. Sydney beat Holdridge today, 42-0. Gordon Rushville losing to Chase County, 41-0. Just trying to flip through all the Valentine up on Gibbon, 22-6. And we're ready to go here. Back to receive is Hayek. He's standing inside his own 10-yard line. Red Plankel booted away. And we are ready to go. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Trey Stroth. I'd like a good neighbor. Trace and State Farm are there for you. Butler on the return. Sheds one tackle. Gets out across the 30 to the 31. And that's where Layton will start. First down 15.
It'll be first down at the 30-yard line. To the Layton Warriors.
So first and 15. New formation here for Layton. As Wanchorn will, no, it'll be given right up the middle to Van Ann, and then it's passed and dropped. Van Ann took the handoff and then went to throw it downfield. It was dropped, intended for Hunter Borges. It was open, just couldn't come up with the catch. Nice little play design there by Layton. Brings up second down and 15 after the incompletion. Second down, ball again. Bar hash mark at the 30 of Layton. Butler under center. The turn, the give. The toss at the last minute. Wanchorn down the sideline, gets ridden out of bounds after a gain of 7 on the play. Brings up third down and 8. Third and 8 here for Layton. It's just into our third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Receiver split to each side this time. Butler in the shotgun. Takes the low snap, picks it up. Quick pass down to the flat. Man, one man missed. Catch made by Van Ann on the near sideline. gets across midfield down to the 32 of Crawford. Chains will move here for a first down. Layton again has given up back-to-back touchdowns in the first half, trying to break the streak. Crawford trying to make it five in a row over Layton. Low snap. Butler drops out in the flats again. It's caught. Caught by Watchworn on the far side, inside the 30, down to the 27.
Down by Goldmater. Gain of five on the ground.
So second down and about 10 here. Got to get down to the 16-yard line. Ball on the 26. Butler under center again. Formation unbalanced, line to the right. The turn, the toss, Watchhorn looking for the edge, not going to get it. And now we're going to have a late hit out of bounds. So after the late hit out of bounds, this will move the chains for Layton. Players would have been fine, but once they crossed that threshold, there was a final shove by the Crawford defender, and that drew the penalty. And now it's a first and goal for Layton inside the 15.
Looks like it's a first and goal.
So first and goal for Layton. Ball on the 13-14-yard line. Butler under center. And we got a false start on the offense. So the false start moves it back five. Now we first and goal from the 18. So first and goal from the 18 here for Layton. Butler under center, man in motion, the turn. Toss Watchhorn, quick flip back, wide open. It is dropped. Caleb Miller was going to walk into the end zone, and he drops it. He turned his head to look north before he ever had the ball in his hands.
Out there all by himself, so it was a touchdown in and out of his hands.
Otherwise, if he gets a hold of that puppy, no one for Crawford's going to touch him. UNLV knocked off Kansas tonight, 23-20. Kansas State all over Arizona, 28-7 there in the early fourth. Turn the run for Van Ann. He goes straight up the middle.
11 up the middle. Full advantage. Brought down by Red Flat.
Brings up third down.
Another ramp. And on the play.
So on third down here in goal, Layton, the penalty set him back and haven't been able to get any kind of push forward. This drive, though, taking the opening 3 minutes of this quarter. Butler in the shotgun. We have a false start. And the center didn't know the snap count. You could see him hit his helmet here. Receivers took off. Everybody else took off except the center. It's one of those false starts on everybody but the center. So now it's third down and goal from the 22. Butler in the shotgun. The snap is low. Picks it up. across the middle, man wide open. It's caught into the end zone. Van Ann untouched.
Van Ann, all for a touchdown.
Butler to Van Ann. And it is 40-20.
Wide open.
That comes with 6:43 to go here in our third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer. Now the two-point kick, which has been a roller coaster on the snap, the hold, the kick is up. That one is through.
Number 33.
42-20. Layton takes it back to a three-touchdown lead with 6:43 to go in the third here on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Back out here, third quarter, Layton on the board. 6:43 to go, third quarter. 42-20, Layton trying to keep Crawford at arm's length. See if the Rams have a response. Kick away, that one's going to be returnable, except it's going to roll out of bounds.
Well, that's 7 yard line. Crawford takes over, 7 yards.
Did it not roll out of bounds? Is there not a flag here? Was it touched? It must have been touched. I'll have to inquire about that one later. So Crawford's going to take it from their own 7 yard line.
Okay, Crawford lines up on the ball.
So it appears that one of the players.
Yard line.
Knocked the ball out of bounds. And so that's where Crawford takes it at their own 7. Crawford backed up the snap, the turn, the toss. Holman trying to get to the edge. Holman trying to put the wheels on, gets down across the 15, and he's knocked down at the 16-17-yard line. So nice run on first down for Holman. Leaves him about a long 4 or 5 yards here to go for first down, so pickup of 10. Second down, man in motion. Salazar in the turn, the toss. Holman rolls down the middle of the field, in and out of the hands of Cody Holmgren. Holmgren squared up to it nicely, put his target up a little too late there. Kind of like his hands were stuck together. He couldn't get them up in time. And it's going to bring up third down.
In and out of the hands of Cody Holmgren. Third down and about 5.
Third down. The turn, the toss. Coming to the near side, lot of room. Into the open is home, and no one's going to catch him. Holman will take it the distance. Touchdown, Crawford. 63 yards for Taylor Holman.
Six 62-yard run.
Both teams have had the opportunity for big plays tonight, and Holman finally broke one through to get it back down to a two-possession game.
42. The proper grab is back. With respect to point.
So now the two-point kick attempt. Holman's trying to mark it off here quick. The snap, the hold, the kick is going to spiral through. With 6:18 left, 42-28. Crawford hanging around. If they can get a turnover, something to break their way, it absolutely changes the complexity of this ball game. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know that a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. One of Jet's favorite places to go is Scooter's Coffee. And right now at Scooter's Coffee, you can get the Green Apple Infusion, tart and tangy, energy in every sip. It's their new Green Apple Infusion, giving you the perfect balance of crisp, green apple flavor and tropical scoot. Energy base served over ice. I think Jet might need a little scoot in him. Get the Green Apple Infusion. Crawford to kick it away. And for those of you tuning in going, who's Jet? Jet is my board operator back at the KBPY studios. Appreciate the hard work and efforts of him. Flack to kick it away here. Teed up on the 30. The kick is squibbed right to Layton, and they will just down it at the 37-yard line. Trying to catch Layton off guard. The Warriors get it, kneel it, and start with great field position. First down, 15. Butler under center. Turns the toss. Swanthorn looks for the edge. Finds it down the sideline. Stiff arm out of bounds. They're going to mark it about the 32.
All right, Swanthorn. Big game.
So now that brings up second down at about four. Got to get inside the 30. So they cross midfield down to the Crawford 32-yard line. Second down. Butler. The turn, the counter. Van Ann looking, gets a nice block on the edge. Stiff arm, gets drug out of bounds by Abby Munoz Salazar. But Van Ann gets down to the 23-yard line, so a fresh set of downs here for Layton. First down and 15. The turn, the toss. Swanthorn looking to pass. Now he's going to run with it. Waits for a blocker. Makes a nice scoot to the outside. Back and forth. Flag comes in on the backside. And now players being separated.
Hey, we got a couple flags on the play.
Now we're discussing here we'll see what happens. So now both players have been Taylor Holman's been ejected for Crawford.
Ejected from the game.
As well as the young man for Layton, Caleb Miller, who had a touchdown catch early on, but now Holman ejected, Miller ejected after what the official had determined was fighting. And basically what they're saying is it went well beyond the means of blocking or scrumming back and forth on the line. And so both players have been ejected. 5:52 to go here, third quarter. So now after the confusion here, it's offsetting penalties. So
the Warriors will take the ball at their 22-yard line.
So we're still sorting this down. 5:52 to go. Crawford just scored a touchdown on a Holman run. But Taylor Holman has now been ejected for the game, along with Caleb Miller of Layton. So now they're recording everything. And so we're just waiting for the officials to clear things up here. I'd sing you a tune, but you don't want to hear it. Hay Springs continues to pile it on Potter Dix. I know Potter Dix had kind of had the Hawks number the last few years. It is 82-32 halfway through the third quarter. Officials are still sorting this all out. Now all the officials have come together. So we're just waiting to see how this plays out here. Again, we had ejections here. And now we have a Crawford player coming over and talking with the officials, because I do believe there was another penalty on the play. So it's kind of like a one-up, even though there were two personal fouls. We still have an additional penalty here, and now we're going over to the Layton sideline to discuss it. Huskers tomorrow, and we're marching Layton off here. We're going to march them off 10 yards. So a hold is what I'm assuming it was. It's still first down. So I'm assuming, I almost wonder if that wasn't the original call, was a hold. And the hold led to extracurriculars, and the Layton coach seems to be okay with the explanation, nods his head, acknowledging, and walks away. So we had a holding on Layton. And it's going to be first down. So we reassure the ejections. The holding call stands, and so now it is first and about 21 here for Layton, back out near the 29. The turn, the toss, Watchorn trying to get the edge, makes a cut, trying to go against the grain, breaking tackles, and That'll be about a gain of 5 or 6 on the play. That'll bring up 2nd down and 14.
About 10 on the play.
2nd down. Butler back under center. Blanchorn, the give to Van Ann on the end around, cuts up the middle, spins, and then is driven backwards by a pile of Rams.
Old Van Ann.
Ball gets down to the 12-yard line. Got to get down to about the 7 or 8 for a first down. We're going to about the between the 12 and the 13. It's 3rd down here, though, and manageable for Layton after the holding call. Third down. The turn, the toss. Ball loose on the ground, and Layton's going to recover it. Blanchorn recovers it back on the 19. And you're in position here. If you're Layton, you're going to go for it on 4th down. So 4th down, Layton's going to go for it. Three guys lined up to the right. Butler in the shotgun. Snap. Drops, rolls right, looking, fires up to the end zone, just out of reach. And it'll be a turnover on downs, and there's the stop that Crawford needed. Butler getting a little instruction on the sideline. Got to toss that up more, not out. Got to put some air under it and let your guy run in under it, not overthrow him out of the back of the end zone. So a big stop by the Crawford defense. We'll see what they do here now with home and out for the rest of the game. Cyrus Walter in the shotgun with a man in motion. The snap, the turn, the toss. Issues, and it's fumbled. And Crawford got it back. Cyrus Walter, a little confused on what to do on the offensive play. Went the wrong way, then turned and tossed it back to Flack, and Flack was met immediately and spun around. The ball popped out. 3:10 left here to go, 3rd quarter. Still just a 2-touchdown game and a timeout called by Crawford.
2nd down and 15.
Touchdown Rams, or timeout Rams. Timeouts brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. And going to keep checking that Hay Springs score. Hay Springs is up 82-38. I think they've kind of, I'm sure what Hay Coach Jenkins has thought. They made their point. Let's get out of here. You got a nice 3-hour bus ride home. 42-28, Crawford the ball back after getting a stop defensively. But again, Crawford without one of its best offensive and defensive weapons in Taylor Holm. And he, along with Caleb Miller of Layton, were ejected for what the officials described as fighting. So now Crawford on its own 5-yard line, got to get clear out to the 34 for a 1st down. Flack under center. They give up the middle. And a push out to about the 10-yard line brings up 3rd down. 3rd down and 25.
Brings 3rd down about 25 yards.
So third and 25 here for the Rams. Two and a half minutes ago, third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Third down, the snap, the toss back, Flack rolling, back across the middle, has a man wide open. Walter makes a man miss, trying to get down the sideline, gets out to the 25-yard line. A big pickup, but it's going to be short of a first down by about 9 yards. A pickup of 16 on the play. Needed 9 more. We'll see what Crawford decides to do here. I assume maybe between the special teams issues that we've had and on the score, we'll see what happens here. Fourth down and 9. Rams got to get out to the 34. The toss back. Crawford looking for it. Flack, maybe a horse collar. No flag in there. And it's going to be a stop on fourth down. And that's what Coach Metz wanted, a horse collar as well. I can see the argument there, but what he's saying is it was a graze, not a hold, and I understand that too. People starting to get restless here. I bet Jet's already eaten his whole sub sandwich. He's about ready for his second one. Late in the ball back after the turnover on downs. The turn, Watchhorn takes the pitch, makes the cut against the grain. Nice tackle out in the open field by Rhett Flack. A gain of 2 on the play brings up second down 13.
About 3 on the play.
Watchhorn
carrying the ball.
So on second down, 13, Layton. The turn, the toss back, Watchhorn eludes a tackle, gets around the edge, breaks another, trying to slide down the sideline and steps out of bounds. Going to be about a yard or two short of the first down, down to the 12. So it'll be third down and 2 from the 12-yard line, late in marching. Potter Dix is making it interesting, 82-40. Third down, the turn, the toss, the cut up in the middle. Launchhorn again trying to move, and for all the dancing he did, I'd be close to the first down. Now the officials are going to mark it first down.
And it looks like they did get first down.
So first and goal for Layton from the 10. Clock running, and we might get one more play in this third quarter. And if Layton doesn't have to, I don't think they're going to.
Seconds left in the third quarter.
And they're not going to snap it again. We'll go to the fourth. 42-28, Layton on the doorstep, trying to go up 3 touchdowns. We're back in a minute on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With 2 locations in Harrison and Crawford, Stop in and see them today.
Horizon West Dental, located at 705 First Street in Crawford, provides exceptional dentistry in a friendly and inviting atmosphere. Everybody hates having a sore tooth, but at Horizon West Dental, Dr. Ettmeiler and her staff take a judgment-free approach. She listens to all your personal needs and will give you a smile you've always dreamed of. They not only serve Nebraska, but neighbors near and far. She takes pride in providing you the highest quality care possible. Megan and the team can't wait to meet you and your ailments.
Back out here as we flip into the field. Layton on the 10-yard line, first and goal. Trying to go back up three scores. First down, snap the toss. Watch or near side, looking to pass. Now he's going to run with it, throws it to the end zone, and he was out of bounds. So a loss of two on the play. Just underway, fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western, West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Second down and goal now from the 12. Tosco's watch horn left side, corrals it with one hand, gets inside the 10 and cut down right away. So now third down and goal from the 8. Crawford defense trying to make a stand here.
Like a third down and a 7.
Third down for Layton. Clock running here, fourth quarter. Again, Crawford has had its chances here. They trailed at one point. 35-6, and then Crawford started mounting a comeback. Turn the toss. Lawchorn trying to get the edge. Nope, throws to the end zone. Touchdown. Layton. Lawchorn finds Borges. And it is now 48-28, 8:53 here in the fourth. That one 12 yards out. 2-point kick is wide to the left. Again, 48-28. Layton back to a 3-touchdown lead here on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out here to Motherly Field in Crawford from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here at Platte Valley Bank. Butler's going to boot it away.
Austin Butler's going to be kicking it, and it looks like Walter's
going to
be receiving.
That one is squibbed. Walter comes up, grabs it at the 20, has some room down the far sideline. Walter trying to get past the kicker. He does. Walter reverses field into the 30 to the 25. What a kick return by Cyrus Walter.
45-yard gain.
What a return. Crawford will be set up at the Layton 25-yard line after the kick return. And again, Crawford trying to answer.
Crawford's first down at the 25-yard line.
First 15, Flack under center, I formation behind him. The turn, the give, Mader run up the middle. Mader pushes forward for about 3 yards.
Like 3 or so.
Walter checks in. Abby Munoz Salazar checks out for Crawford.
Back in the game.
Second down here, clock running. Coming up, we'll have our Fit 7 post-game show. We'll give you our Service Barbershop player of the game. And now Crawford's trying to explain plays on the field, and Crawford can't get it together, and Coach Metz has to burn a timeout.
A lucky break for the Warriors. Rams got to go back 5 more.
So a timeout saves confusion. 7:51 on the clock. Second down here following the timeout.
It looks like we're
going to
start in about the second.
Want to let you know that the Post 12 American Legion in Chadron, proud supporter of all of our area athletes, as is Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686. Tegan Westemeyer, now Tegan Dunbar. Congratulations, Tegan. Got married this past weekend. Second down for Crawford. Ball on the 22-yard line. Man in motion. The snap. Fumbled. Picked up off the ground. Broken play. Flack's going to push forward inside the 20, though, down to the 18. Picks up about 4 yards on the broken play, and it brings up third down.
Now third down. Eight,
so third down. Update from the Chadron High game, 51-6. They lead Mitchell. Snap, toss back, Flack, he's dropped for a loss. Layton brought the pressure right there. A couple of Warriors got through, and now it's fourth down back at the 22-yard line, 23-yard line. So fourth down. Crawford's got to go for it. We'll see if Flack, what he does here. Bobble snap is loose. Layton picks up the fumble, and they'll take over. The center snapped it off his ankle, and it just rolled backwards, and Layton jumped right on it. So first and 15 for Layton. Ball on the Layton 25-yard line. We'll see if Layton just kind of sticks to the ground here and run some clock and get out of here. Butler under center. The turn, give right up the middle. Pick up of 2 or 3 there on first down. Abby Munoz Salazar a little slow to get up. Kind of holding the belly there, big old stack of bodies in the middle.
Abby's up walking.
Ball carried right there by Jeremiah Hayek, by the way. Second down. Clock runs. The turn, the counter near side goes to Van Ann. Van Ann in trouble, and he is dropped. Nice job in the middle of the line there by Gunnar Lehman.
Good job.
And now it's third and long. Clock runs, though.
About third and 11 as well.
Third down. Shotgun for Butler. Watchhorn behind him. The turn, the toss. Pressure coming. Watchhorn ain't going to get out of it, and he's dropped for a loss.
Nice job, Gunner Lehman.
So now fourth down here for Layton, halfway through the third quarter. And looks like Layton's going to wind things down here and call a timeout. They're just waiting for the play clock to run down here. And a timeout called. 4:26 left in the ball game. 48-28 late, and we're back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRant.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Chadron. This is KBPY Hay Springs Chadron.
Back out to Smotherly Field final from Cardinal Field in Chadron. Chadron beats Mitchell 51-6. Hay Springs going to 2-0. They are up 88-53 on Putter Dix right now. Snap. A nice high punt coming. That one bounces.
Punt about 30 yards.
And the punt goes down to the 20. So the field flips down to the 20 for Crawford. And they'll have 60 yards in front of them. They got to make up three touchdowns with 4:17 left. The Rams have just been keeping it on the ground here. With Holman in there, there's a little more creativity to the offense. Things kind of came to a crawl when he, along with the young man for Layton, were ejected. Give up the middle to Mader. Mader picks up five on the play, brings up second and 10. Second down. Crawford's still in the huddle. Play clock's going to run down here on Crawford shortly.
Yeah.
There's the snap, the toss back. Crawford wants to throw it. Pressure coming. And Flack, that is Cyrus Walter, dropped for a loss back at the 15-yard line. So that brings up third down and 20. Coming up again, our Fit 7 postgame show. Third down and 20. Low snap, straight drop. Flack trying to toss it back across the field, and it is incomplete. Brings up fourth down. The clock stops with 2:45 to go. So Layton's going to go to 2-1 on the season. Crawford will fall to 1-2. Both of these teams have a bye week next week. Fourth down, and the Rams are going for it here. The turn, the toss. Flack across the middle, bobbled. And it's going to be incomplete. And it'll be a turnover on downs. First down, 15. Ball on the 16-yard line for Layton on the Crawford 16. Comes with 2:38 to go here. Since Layton went up 35-6, Crawford is, outscored Layton since then. But again, Holman went out midway through the third, and that has changed the complexity of this ball game. High snap, the toss. Juan Jordan on the pass. Out in the flat, it's caught by Van Ann. He will walk in for the touchdown. 16 yards on the touchdown. Watch for Van Ann. And that puts Layton over the 50-point mark with 2:32 to go here in this ball game. So again, Layton goes up 54. Is that kick is no good. 54-28. Rams trailing in this one.
Hometown Rams.
And time to give out our Service Barbershop player of the game. Service Barbershop, Donnie Donson at Service Barbershop, is a longtime supporter of all of our area athletes. And I'm going to have to give it to Alec Wanchorn. A couple of interceptions on the night, and he's accounted for four touchdowns. Could have just as been easily been Van Ann. Had a couple of touchdown runs in that two touchdown receptions, but Wanchorn's been getting it done on both sides of the ball. So Alec Wanchorn, my Service Barbershop player of the game in this one. Again, next Friday we'll be up in Hot Springs, South Dakota, Bison taking on Lakota Tech. That one is swept away. Crawford on it, and they just dropped to the ground. That's Flack right there with 2.5 to go.
Red Flack. Right on top of it.
The ball will be placed on the 37-yard line. And a timeout, Layton. So Layton wants a timeout here.
They're down to a one timeout
left. 2.5 to go, 54-28. And this may be one of the longest football games I've had in a while. the stoppages we've had here through the evening, the touchdowns, we've combined for, 82 points. That doesn't help things at all. That'll be first and 15 for Crawford after the timeout. Rams come out of the huddle from the sideline. So Crawford first and 15 on the 36 and a half. Flack in the shotgun. Three receivers near side. Wants to launch it downfield. Has a man open. It is caught. Touchdown. Abby Munoz Salazar walks in. Touchdown Crawford. 43 yards from Flack to Salazar. Crawford has it back within three touchdowns, 54-34. We'll try the two-point kick. Snap, hold, kick is deflected, and we're going to have a roughing the kicker.
We have a flag on the play.
So, we're going to be able to redo the try here, I believe. So if that's the case, they're discussing this. So now they're going to run a one-point conversion play here, make it a 19-point deficit with 2:21 to go. Flack under center eye formation behind him. Give up the middle. There's the 1 point. The one-point conversion makes it 54-35. And that comes with 2:21 left. So obviously the onside kick is coming here. But a nice catch by Abby Munoz Salazar. Beat his man down the sideline. And we'll see. Crawford, they're going to load it up to the near side. We'll see how the onside kick goes here.
Isaac Rose, Warrior, receiver. Back deep, anyway.
So Flack has it teed up. Onside kick bounces. And Layton recovers at the 39.
Warrior ball.
And if I was Layton, I would, wouldn't try to put it in the air. I wouldn't try to do anything fancy. Crawford and Layton both have one timeout left. I'd just keep this puppy on the ground. So first and 15, Layton from their own 39-yard line. Two receivers to the near side. The turn, the toss Toss comes to Isaac Rohde. Rohde bottled up at the 40, a gain of a yard. But more importantly, for Leighton, the clock runs.
Red flag. Looked like Gordon Mayer was in on that.
So second down and 14.
Second.
Rohde, a 5'10 sophomore. You hear the coach's instructions from Cody Gamble. You wait for the back judge to start counting before you snap the ball. And there comes the count. The snap, the toss. Rohde looking for the left side. Stops, trying to cut back. Breaks a few tackles. Rohde's got blockers in room. Rohde down the sideline. This will cap it off. Touchdown, Leighton. 40 yards for Isaac Rohde. And that'll make it 60-35 with a 1:16 left.
60-35.
The two-point kick attempt here for Leighton. They're going to go for the one-point attempt. The snap. Incomplete. So it's 60-35 with a 1:16 left. So 1:16 to go. Crawford's going to get it back. This is six-man football. This is what happens. Points, points, points. Again, Shadron got a win tonight. Believe Hay Springs got a win tonight. They took down Potter Dix, 80-53.
53, Hay Springs over Potter Dix tonight.
Shadron gets the win over Mitchell, 51-6.
Shadron beat Mitchell, 51-6.
So a good night for area teams. Crawford, though, going to come up on the short end of that tonight.
Austin Buehler's kicking.
That one squibbed. Picked up.
On it. So
first down 15 with 1:16 to go. Crawford ball.
Like Joe Lambert's in the game now.
Substitutions for Crawford. Getting some younger guys in now. Play clock under 10 here for Crawford. First down and 15. The snap. Flack has to corral it. He is hit. It's fumbled and recovered by Crawford.
Joe Lambert,
the 27-yard line. Leighton as well has emptied their benches on the defensive side. The clock under a minute. Second down and a long, long ways to go. About 25 for Crawford here. Fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western, West Hills Inn. Flack with the I formation behind him to turn the handoff up the middle, and the carry for Aiden Streety. And a timeout by Crawford. With 20 seconds left, Crawford uses their last timeout. Rams are going to have a chance for a couple more plays here. Still trying to put another touchdown up on the board. You don't quit till the clock reads zeros. Coming up, our Fit 7 postgame show.
20 seconds left in the ball game.
Late in defense, missing somebody. Here he comes running in from the sideline. So Flack's going to line up under center. The turn, the handoff up the middle. Nope. Flack downfield has a man wide open. It's caught down the sideline. And breaking tackles is Holmgren. Holmgren scores! Touchdown, Crawford! Holmgren broke a bunch of tackles.
There was the margin. With 5 seconds left.
Goodness gracious!
See what they do? See what they go for.
50 yards. Flack to Holmgren.
Flack hands it off to...
The handoff and the point conversion is good. It's with 5 seconds left in the ball game. It is 60-42. We have now combined for 102 points. Still not as much as Hayes Springs Potter Dick. Yeah, Potter Dixon, Hay Springs combined for 143 points tonight. So we are not close to that yet.
Warriors got
1 5 seconds left. Crawford's going to onside it here. We'll see where this goes. Again, it was a 2-touchdown game at the half. It was 34-20. Both teams decided to wake up a little bit more here in the second half. Again, the onside coming. No, we're going to squib it. And it's touched. It's loose. Who's going to get it? Layton came up with it. 2 seconds on the clock. He can come out in victory formation, and we'll call this one a night. Again, coming up in a second, we'll have our Fit 7 postgame show.
October 4th.
60-42 your score. Under center is going to be Hunter Borges.
Back in the backfield.
Takes the snap. That's the ball game. Final score 60-42. Post game show next on KBPY.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Wahlstrom Ford.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your